If you would, if you have your Bible, I know some like to use their physical Bible, so if you haven't, hopefully you have it in front of you. We're going to ask that you turn to the book of Mark, chapter 4. We're going to begin at verse 35. The book of Mark, chapter 4, begin at verse 35. And if you do not, of course, as usual, we will have it on the screen for your reading. We do read the King James Version. And we believe that it is the version of choice. There are many versions out there, but we believe in using the King James Version, especially when it comes to administrating God's Word. Mark 4 and 35, and it reads, "And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. So now that it was full. And when he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind. And he said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" We want to come to you with a thought. Amen. We have one more scripture here, the 41st. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves and the sea obey him?" And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" And that the wind and the sea obey him. We want to come with the thought this morning, the theme, the mindset of when storms come. When storms come. When storms come. When storms come. Keep that on your mind as we go into this next video. When storms come. Hey, man, when the storm comes, we thank God for you, O Heavenly Father. We ask now, God, that you just continue to touch us to, oh God, let your Holy Spirit dwell with us. Father, we ask that you just anoint us. Father, we ask, God, that you be in our presence, no matter where we are, God, in our homes, oh God, if we're riding up and down the streets, on our jobs, wherever we may be, oh God, at this moment, at this very time, Father, we ask that your anointing power, oh God, be with us, oh God, touch us, oh God. Oh, let your word go forth on today. Father, let it touch minds and touch hearts, change lives. Oh, Father, let it be edifying your people. Oh, God, help me to decrease that you may increase. Oh, God, lift us up in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now, oh, God, for your people, God, that you may bless them in a mighty way. We know that you can do it, God, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the issue might be. Father, we know that you got all power in your hand. So we're trusting you and we're leaning on you, God. We don't know no other way to go, Father, for we have nowhere else to go, Father, but in you. And God, we know that you can do it. Oh, Father, if your will be done in our lives, oh, God, help us, oh, God, to grow closer to you. Let us grow in your grace. Oh, Father, walk worthy, oh, God, that you have called us to do. Oh, Father, let us lift up holy hands unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, God, that you just touch, oh, God, touch me now. Oh, God, anoint me from my head to the soles of my feet, God, and let me, oh, God, go into your storehouse, oh, God, and give a word of wisdom, Father, that, oh, God, that you might be glorified and your people might be edified. Father, just do it for us one more time. God, save souls on today. Let salvation come into hearts and minds. Oh, give them a new mind. Give them a new spirit. Give them a new life. Oh, God, turn them around. Give them a 180 in this place. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, wherever they may be, oh, we know that your word is far reaching. Oh, God, whether it's 1 mile away, whether it's 1,000 miles away, God, we know that you can do it. Because you're everywhere at the same time. You're omnipresent. And God, we know you're omnipotent, for you're all powerful. Do it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify you because we know that you were more than conquerors before, because your word said so. So touch now in a mighty way, Father, and just do it for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we just, again, thank you for joining us on today. And we're going to get into our word. When the storm comes, when the storm comes, when storms come. You know, many things come at us in life. Many times we get a warning before the destruction. Sometimes God sends us a warning before the destruction. And but sometimes there's not a warning for the destructions. We often are just traveling through life, doing what it is that we do on our daily life, just going about our business, and things come up, things happen, trials happen, tests happen, hardships happen. You know, things just happen. You know, we get up in the morning and we go about doing our daily routines. Some of us get ready for work. Some of us have doctor's appointments. Some of us retired. We have nowhere to go and nothing to do. God bless you. One day I'll be there. But you know, we just still just go about moving about our day, whatever our day is about, whatever we have planned for that day, whatever we don't have planned for that day, we just do it. And you know, sometimes things just unaware, it just occur, and we never know what the next moment have in store for us. Only God knows what the next minute have. Only God knows what the next hour have. Only God knows what later in the day have. We tend not to know what is before us. We're just going about our day, and sometimes we are caught by a sudden storm. You know, we here in Florida, we have had hurricanes. We had a hurricane just is came up and going by, and you know, sometimes days ahead of time we are warned that it's on the way, and we have a warning. And matter of fact, we're in that state right now. We got a warning that it was on the way, and we can keep up with the news, and it allow us and it tells us where it is going, where it's headed, where it's predicted, how the strong the winds may be, and how much rain that we may or may not get. There's a prediction in what may happen, and sometimes that prediction is on point, and most times is not, because only God knows. God is in control, but at least we have some format of warning. But then there are storms that like tornadoes that it may just be raining and it just drop out of the clouds, out of the blue, and you have no warning, and the tornadoes just drop and it just does its damage, and then it goes back up into the clouds. Amen. It's just a sudden drop out of the sky, and there's no warnings. And sometimes we have those types of storms in our life. Yes, there are those storms that just come out of nowhere, a great wind, a gust of wind that just nearly knocks us off our feet. And if we look at our scriptures today, the wave may pound and beat us, beat against us, and almost sink our ship, and almost knock us down, and trying to take us out. The storms are so heavy in our life, and what is our response? What is our response? How are we to respond from where we can get our strength? The wind is blowing, and you can't take it no more. The waves is beating you, and you can't handle it anymore. The storm is raging, and you can't put up a fight no more. You are stressed, and you're depressed. You can't get no rest. What can we do? Where can we go? Mama can't help. Daddy can't help. Brother can't help. Auntie can't help. Uncle can't help. Cousin can't help. What do you do? What can I do? What can we do? The storm is raging. The storms of life is raging. The old saints used to sing a song. There's a storm out on life's ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. When crisis comes like a storm, When the doctor says you have cancer, that's a storm. When the husband or the wife walks out on you, that's a storm. When the children are being rebellious, that's a storm. When your job is downsizing and furloughing folks, that is a storm. When a disconnection notice for the electric bill comes in the mail, the water bill comes in the mail, that's a storm. When the foreclosure documents are being delivered, that's a storm. When death is raging through your family, that's a storm. When COVID-19 cases continue to increase, that's a storm. When the economy becomes unstable, that's a storm. The life of the people are politicized, that's a storm. Church is now time to cry out. It's now time to cry out unto the Lord. Yes, it's now time to cry out unto the Lord. We must go to him and pray. We must go down and pray unto the Lord, because
There are storms that are raging all around us. Some of us are battling personal storms, and some of us are battling community storms, and some of us are battling family storms, and some of us are battling the storms in our government, and some of us are battling financial storms, and some of us are battling disease storms, and whatever the storm is in your life, we ask, just cry out. Cry out to the Lord. We must go and cry out to him. Cry out to him. Jesus, carest not that we perish? Carest not that we perish. Yes. You might not be in fear. Or you might be in fear, but cry out. You might not have any doubt. And then again, you might have some doubt, but cry out. Cry out to Jesus. Abba, Father, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, cry out, the great I am. Mary's baby, cry out, cry out, cry out to Jesus. Yes, yes. And because we cry out, Jesus, this is what I like about him. Jesus will. He will answer. And if you have Jesus on board your ship, you got to make sure that you wake him up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Give it over to him, for he cares for you. Jesus will speak to your situation. Be still. Jesus will, let me say that again. Jesus will speak to your situation. Be still. Amen. You ought to look, amen, to somebody in your house and say, Jesus will speak to your situation. And he will say, be still. Peace, be still. When it's raging, peace, be still. Amen. When the wind is blowing, peace, be still. When the waves is beating, peace, be still. There's a great storm, peace, be still. And just like there was a great storm of wind, there will be a great calm. And when the storm come in your life, when the storms come, in your life. Amen. We want to talk, amen, for when the crisis comes. Many times, crisis, amen, touch all of our lives. No matter if you're rich or if you're poor. No matter if you're smart and if you're not so smart. It doesn't matter, amen, if you live in a big house or a little house. It doesn't matter whether you got education or you got no education. It doesn't matter, amen, if you got a good job or if you got no job. We all have issues in life. And I want to share with you, as we look into our scriptures, I'm trying to get ahead of myself because I'm kind of feeling this morning. But when we look into our scriptures, Jesus had taught the multitude about faith, through some parables. And one of the parables was using the mustard seed. And Jesus described how something so small could grow into something so big that the birds can take lodge and shelter in it. And in other words, it looks like a mustard seed is so small and is unuseful. But it can develop into something that is useful. y'all don't hear me. Amen. Okay. You might think that your little faith that you have is not enough. And your prayers is not useful. What you got is not useful. Your beliefs are not useful. What you know is not useful. But I come to tell you, amen, if you apply a little faith to what you got, may not have much money, and it look like it's not useful. May not have a lot of talent, and it may look like it's not useful. May not be able to sing like a songbird, and it seem like you're not useful. You may not be able, amen, to read like everybody else can read, and you think you're not useful, amen. But if you apply a little faith, if you just apply a little faith, I guarantee you, it will develop into something big. Amen. Ain't that all right? Amen. God says, Jesus says, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, amen, it can be useful. I'm liking this morning. Amen. A little faith can develop to big ideas. A little faith can develop into big places. Amen. A little faith can develop into big faith. Now Jesus went into more detail with the disciples in private. Amen. He taught the multitude in a parable. Amen. But then he got down to the rubber, meet the road with his disciples because he was training them to be able, amen, to do what he do once he leave off the scenes. And that's how you can recognize a good leader. Because a good leader, amen, don't keep the details to himself. A good leader will like to share, amen, all that he know with his disciples. A good leader, amen, is not worried about his disciples knowing more than he know. But a good leader like to train his disciples, amen, to be able to do what he do when he's no longer there. Amen. And that's how, amen, you can recognize a good leader. Amen. But when you have, amen, a leader that like to keep things unto himself. A lot of times that is a leader, amen, that is insecure of himself. And he's not, amen, sure of who he is. Amen, because a leader that is secure of himself don't mind sharing the details with his disciples. So we found Jesus, amen, being that good leader. And he is teaching his disciples, amen, the details of his parables so that they may be able to teach others as he has taught them. Thank you, Jesus. And so that same day, after he had taught the multitude. And the same day that he had taught the disciples, Jesus said, let us go to the other side. Ain't that all right? What is now is about to happen is Jesus has taught the multitude and he's given his disciples the details and taught them even more. And now Jesus is saying, let us go to the other side. So they sent the multitude away. And they took him even as he was in the ship. In other words, the disciples have taken Jesus with them in the ship. Now, look here what the writer, has identified here for us. They had learned about faith. Jesus has taught them about faith. And now they are going on the sea and they are taking Jesus with them. One thing about faith, my brothers and sisters, amen, if you're going to exercise your faith, you got to take Jesus with you. If you're going to exercise your faith, you got to have Jesus on board. If you're going to institute faith, you must, amen, take Jesus with you. If you go to Paris, take Jesus with you. If you go to Washington, D.C., take Jesus with you. If you go on a vacation, take Jesus with you. If you go to the beach, take Jesus with you. If you go hiking in the mountains, take Jesus with you. If you go to work, you need to take Jesus with you. If you go into the kitchen, take Jesus with you. They took Jesus as he was in the ship. Amen. And I like the fact that the Bible says there were other little ships. And sometimes the little ships are discounted. But I want you to see this morning. Everybody can't get in the big ship. But if you can follow Jesus as close as you can in your little ship, the big ship might not have enough room for you. But you can follow in the little ship. I may not be in the big ship, but I'm going to follow Jesus in my little ship. I may not have the big ship access. Amen. But if I can get in access with a little ship, I'm going to get as close as I can. Follow Jesus with your little faith until you can get in the place of big faith. Yeah. You might not have the privilege to get into that big ship, but you can follow with a little ship. But ride as close as you can in that little boat. Get as close as you can to Jesus. And while they were on the sea, there arose a great storm of wind. And is not any kind of storm, but a great storm of wind. The Bible says a storm of wind. And the original text, in its Greek text, it is called laylaps. And laylaps is described as a furious storm. It is a tempest. It is a hurricane. Ain't that all right? It was a great laylaps arose. A great hurricane arose. And us here in South Florida, it reminds us of Hurricane Andrew. That was a great hurricane. Yeah, and if you from Louisiana, amen, Katrina was a great hurricane. Amen, there was a great laylaps arose. And the wind blew, and the waves beat against the ship, so much that it felt like the ship had began to sink. All right, disciples. All right, you that walk with Jesus. All right, you that say that you have faith. It's time now for you to display that faith. It's time now for you to exhibit your faith. It's time now for you to display your trust in God. It's time now to show and not tell. Amen. Because the wind is blowing and the ship is beating against the wind, the waves is beating against the ship. Amen. I want you to know, amen, it's time, amen, to show the faith that you have. When storm comes in your life, amen, when the doctor gives the bad news, amen, it's time to show the faith that you have. Amen, when that letter, amen, come in the mail and it's not a check, amen, it's time to show the faith that you have. Amen, when the enemy is coming against you, amen, it's time to show the faith that you have. Amen, when sickness, amen, get in the body. Amen, when pain is wrecking in the body, it's time to show the faith that you have. Amen, the storms are raging. Amen, and the wind is blowing. Amen, the waves is beating. Amen, it's time to show your faith. Amen, you've been taught about faith. Amen, and you've been shown faith. Amen, it's now time, amen, for you to display your faith. Amen, look at your neighbor. Amen, if you got one in the house. And if you don't got one in the house, scream out the front door. It's time to show our faith in the midst of COVID-19. It's time to show our faith in the midst of the storm. It's time to show our faith in the time of economic uncertainty. It's time to show our faith in the time of political uncertainty. It's time to show our faith in the time that the church doors are closed. It's time to show our faith. Amen. We got to show our faith. Amen. When storms come. When storms come, when storms come, when storms come, when storms come, when storms come. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to show our faith. And if we get to a place where we're oppressed and distressed, the next thing we need to do when we're in our crisis, we have to cry out. You ought to text somebody and say when you get distressed, you got to cry out. Amen. You got to cry. Remember, when we got on the ship, Jesus, amen, came with us. And when the storm comes in our life, when the situation get tough and the situation gets heartbreaking, and when the situation gets too painful, when the situation gets too bearable, we have to remember that Jesus is on the ship. When we're going about our way through life, and sometimes we forget that Jesus is on the ship because we put him in the hinder part of our life. We put him in the hinder part, down below deck, down in the back, and we're going about our life. We're going to work, and Jesus is in the hinder part. We're going sometimes to church, and Jesus is in the hinder parts. We're going on vacation, and Jesus is in the hinder parts. Amen. We're driving up and down the highway, and Jesus is in the hinder parts. Amen. But when things happen, when situations come up, amen, we have to remember that he's in the hinder part of our ship, and we have to cry out to Jesus. We need, amen, to cry out when it gets to be too much for us, when the wind is too strong and when the waves are too powerful. Amen. We have to know, amen, that Jesus is in the hinder part. When you feel like giving up and you want to throw in the towel, amen, you can't take it no more. Amen, I can't handle it no more. It's too much for me. I'm depressed and I feel oppressed. And I'm about to sink. Cry out to Jesus. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Cry out to Jesus. And watch this. Amen. If you, amen, cry out, amen, to Jesus. Amen. If the disciples, amen, were in the ship, amen, what about those that were in the little boats? Amen. Can you imagine, amen, if the disciples were scared in the big ship? You know, the ones in the little ship were sure enough terrified. Amen. But when sometimes when you are trying to follow Jesus and the storms arise, amen, in an attempt to blow you off course, amen, the storm tries to take you out. Amen. The storm will try to separate you from Jesus. You must do all you can to stay close to Jesus. Do all you can. Amen. To keep the ship in your sight. Do all you can. You must not get out of sight from Jesus. Amen. Yet you know, amen, that Jesus is on the big ship. Amen. Keep your eyes on the ship of Zion. Amen. Keep the ship of Zion in your focus. Amen. The ship, amen, of Zion is ahead of you. Amen. Stay close on that ship. Amen. The disciples cried out, Master, carest not that we perish. Amen. Go down into the hinder part and cry out. Go down on your knees. Amen. And cry out. Amen. Master, carest not that we perish. Go down in prayer. Master, carest not that we perish. Amen. Go down in your humble self, and master, cares not that we pass, that we perish, go down into the hinder part, and cry out, I like this, I like this, because Jesus, he wasn't in the front part of the ship, and Jesus wasn't in the captain's quarters, and neither was he in the suite. Amen. With the ocean balcony view. Amen. He was located in the lower level, in the back of the ship. Church, we must humble ourselves and go down on our knees and cry out, Master, help us. Master, deliver us. Master, it's too much for us. Master, how can you lay here in peace while we're here in turmoil? Master, do you care not that we're about to die? Master, too many is catching COVID-19. Master, the hurricane is coming in our direction. Master, amen, there's violence everywhere. Amen, Master, amen, do you not care? Amen, Master, how can you just lay, amen, here asleep? It feel like, amen, that you don't care, amen, because you are asleep. Master, amen, why you're not doing something to save us in this circumstance? Master, the world is turning up upside down. Master, the storms are all around us. Master, the storm is in our government. Amen. Master, the storms is in our neighborhoods. Master, the storm is in my house. Master, the storm is in my church. Master, the storm is in my relationships. Master, the storm is on my job. Carest not that we perish. When
the storms, when the storm come. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. Bear with me. When Jesus arose, when he heard our heartfelt cry, when he hears our heartfelt cry, when we go down and give him our heartfelt cry, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Jesus arose. Tell somebody, he'll hear your cry. Jesus, arose. Don't stop crying out till Jesus arise in your situation. It might be out of fear. That's all right. It might be a lack of faith. That's all right. It might be out of distress, but that's all right. But cry until Jesus hear your cry. What I like about it, no matter if I'm lacking in faith, no matter if I have some doubt, But if I cry out to the Lord, he will get up and see about me. And if you cry out to the Lord, he will get up and see about you. Amen. I want you to know today, amen, that Jesus, amen, will get up and see about you. If you cry out to him, but all you have to do, amen, is get up and go down and cry out to Jesus, amen, and wake him up out of the hinder part of the ship. And when you wake him up,
there will be a few things that will take place. And I like this because Jesus woke up and he arose. And Jesus rebuked the wind. Somebody ought to say thank you. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Somebody ought to say glory. Somebody ought to just praise him with a loud shout. Amen. Because Jesus rebuked the wind. Yes, he did. And that's the thing that's bothering you. Jesus rebuked it. If it was sickness in the body, Jesus rebuked it. If it was aches and pains, Jesus rebuked it. If it was heartache and heartbreak, Jesus rebuked it. If it was de-stress and depressed, Jesus rebuked it. Whatever that situation is in your life, amen, Jesus will rebuke it. When you cry out to him, he will arise, good God Almighty, and he will rebuke it. He will rebuke it, and that great wind that came about in your life, that wave that beat up against you, amen, and now it's a great calm, amen, everything, amen, will cease when Jesus rebuke it. Amen. You might go to the preacher. Amen. And tell the preacher. Amen. But the preacher can't do anything. You might go to the deacon and tell the deacon. But the deacon can't do anything. You might go to the missionary. Amen. But the missionary can't do anything. Amen. You go to mom and daddy. But mom and daddy can't do anything. Amen. But when you go to Jesus. Amen. And cry out to him. Amen. Jesus can rebuke it. Amen. Jesus, amen, can make your wind, amen, cease. Jesus can make your waves cease. Amen. Those great tribulations, amen, those great trials, amen, you might not, amen, show great faith, amen, but if you cry out, if you cry out to the faith maker, amen, he will make the great wind, amen, become a great calm. I like that. I'm so glad I serve a God, amen, that has the power, amen, to speak, amen, to the wind. I'm glad I serve a great God that has the power, amen, to speak to the waves. I'm glad I serve a great God that has the power to speak to my situation. I'm glad I serve a true and living God that has the power, amen, that can speak to your situation and make everything all right. I'm glad, oh man, I'm so glad that I serve the Lord, that I serve the Master that has all power in his hands. Somebody ought to tell him glory. Somebody ought to tell him hallelujah. Somebody ought to say thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Amen. And then after he rebuked the wind and he rebuked the waves, and it was the great storm of wind became a great calm. Amen. It was a smooth sailing from here on out. Ain't that all right? And he reproved his disciples. Amen. And he said, why are ye so fearful? Amen. When Jesus is on your ship, you don't have to fear. When Jesus is on your ship, you don't have to be afraid. Why are ye so fearful? You have Jesus on your ship. Somebody, amen, got Jesus. Somebody ought to say, I got Jesus on my ship. Tell somebody, I got Jesus on my ship. Never fear, because Jesus is here. I got Jesus on my ship. I'm not afraid because Jesus, Jesus is here. Jesus is on my ship. Amen. And the disciples, I'm at my clothes. The disciples had a reaction. Amen. And the reaction was this. What manner? Somebody ought to say, what manner? What manner of man is this? What manner a man is this? He can make the blind see. What manner a man is this? He can make the deaf hear. What manner a man is this? He can make the lame walk and the dumb talk. What manner of man is this? He can defy gravity and walk on water. What manner of man is this? He was born of a virgin, human yet divine. What manner of a man is this? they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. What manner of a man is this? He hung on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. What manner of a man is this? Amen. He gave up the ghost. What manner of a man is this? They buried him in the hinder part of the earth. Ain't that all right? What manner of a man is this? But when he arose with power in his hands. What manner of a man is this? He made it possible for us to live and not die. What manner of a man is this? His name is Jesus. Somebody ought to say Jesus. He speak to the wind and he speak to the waves. Amen. He can speak in your life. He can speak calmness in your life. He can speak calmness in your situation. He can speak to your sickness. He can speak to your cancer. He can speak to your diabetes. He can speak to your high blood pressure. He can speak to your financial trouble. He can speak to your rebellious kids. He can speak to your job situation. He can speak to your health problems. He can speak to your relationships. He can speak to you, amen, and make everything all right. What manner of man is this? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 When storms come, pray with me, most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come right now. Oh God, we come before you right now, thanking you and praising you, oh God, for being able to speak to the storms in our lives. Oh God, when we have conditions and we have situations and we have troubles and we have trials, when we have issues and storms are all around us. Oh God, they come up and they come out of nowhere. Sometimes we feel like we can handle the storms, but Lord, there's storms sometimes too great for us. So we're crying out to you this very moment, this morning, this Sunday morning, God, we crying out, Father, to help us with our storms. Our storms of life. Our storms and our situations, our problems. Father, they're just too great for us. Father, we know that you have taught us faith. We know that you've given us faith. And oh, Father, we know that you expect us to have faith. But sometimes the storms, oh God, take the distractions get us off of the faith that you've taught us. And Father, we find ourselves weak and we need you to speak to our storms. Hallelujah. Speak to our storms, Lord. Touch them. Make them calm again. Father, we thank you. We praise you this morning. We cry out to your holy name. Oh, Father, and we just bless you now. Because no, we know, God, that all power is in your hands. We trust in you, Lord. We're leaning on you. Oh, God, we know that you are very present help in the time of trouble. Speak to our storms, God. Speak to them, Lord. We thank you. We thank you now because we know, God, that we're more than conquerors. As long as we got you in our ship, as long as we're riding on the little ships and we have you in sight and we're in your presence, Lord, we know that everything will be all right. We may get tossed, we may be getting blown, oh God, but God, we're expecting, God, that you will arise and speak. Come, peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those that are sick, those that are in the hospitals, those that are in the nursing home, those that are grieving, oh God, you know who they are. All over the land, those under the sound of my voice that are in pain, those that are suffering from something, those that need deliverance. God, we thank you. We thank you now, God, because we're asking, God, we're crying out, God, that you speak, you speak, you speak. You speak to their storms. Do it for them right now in the name of Jesus. We know there's power in your name. We plead the blood of Christ right now in their situation. We plead the blood of Christ right now to touch them in a mighty way. Bless them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for being with us this morning. And it would not be, I can't even think of the word. I'm so elated at God's word this morning. I just want to, before I go, I just want to offer a relationship with Christ to you, for you that are listening, you that are watching that do not have a relationship with him. If you don't know that he's on your ship, if you've got on the ship and you've sailing on the sea of life and you don't have Jesus on there, it's difficult, amen, to cry out and have him to speak to your situations. So we're going to ask, it's not impossible, but it's difficult. So we're going to ask that you go on board of the ship that Jesus is on. We're going to ask that you get in a relationship with him, that you, amen, go on the ship that Jesus is on. Even if he's in the hinder part, at least you're on the same ship as him. Amen. If you don't know him for the pardon of your sins, if you do not have a relationship with him, if Christ is not in your life, I want to offer, amen, Christ unto you today. I want you, amen, to say this prayer with me. If you feel like you are out on the sea all alone, and you need him to speak to your life, you need him to speak in your life, to speak to the situations of your life, amen, pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned, and I am unworthy of your grace. But Father, because of your grace, I thank you. Please, forgive me, O Lord. Throw my sins in the sea of forgiveness and forget them, O God. Give me a new life. Give me a new mind and a new spirit. I believe that Jesus was born. I believe he was born of a Virgin Mary. And I believe that he walked on the earth. I believe he hung on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that he was buried in a borrowed tomb. I believe on the third day that he arose with all power in his hands. I believe he did it for me. I believe he did it to give me a right to the tree of life. If you have said that prayer, amen, and you confess it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, the Bible declares, not me, but the Bible declares that you are saved. And I believe what the Bible believes because I believe the Bible. And I believe that if you confess it with your mouth and believed it in your heart, that you are saved. And I just want to encourage you this morning to continue to study the Word of God, get it into your heart, make it an example for your life, and God will, Jesus will, speak to your storms and make them calm and bring peace to you. Not to say that more storms won't arise, but if you got Jesus, He will be with you and take you through. I thank you this morning, and I praise you, and I glorify you. I thank you. I went a little bit over this morning, and I do apologize, but I just want to ask you to continue to pray for me, pray for this ministry. Again, I do thank you for you that have went to the website and has shared and given. I do ask for forgiveness for not knowing that you had given. There's a section of the website that I don't often go to, but I was just so happened into it the other day and saw that there was gifts there. And I made a statement on last Sunday that my wife and myself were the only investors into this ministry. And I basically told a lie because there were others that had invested. So I asked for forgiveness for that. And I do thank you for those gifts. It wasn't necessary, but it does help ease the ability to continue to live stream. So thank you that you believe in the ministry and enough to give. And again, I'm not asking for giving. I'm doing this out of my heart. I really just want to do this to encourage you. But those who did go and do that, I was just elated, and I thank you. And I felt really heartbroken that I said that last Sunday and did not even realize that there was givers that had given. So I thank you and praise you. God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you next Sunday. Amen. Seeing what the Lord has given us and how He's going to bless us next Sunday. We just thank you. We praise you. May God bless you. And again, have a great week. We love you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Benediction. May our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen. Thank you.